And you listen to Worship Factory. I'm Kimpton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast, and in studio with us is Monique Donnelly. And we're talking about different things within the creative area of the world, as far as if you're creative out there. And creatives can be all kinds of different things. You can be a painter, or you can actually be a business owner that happens to figure out, how do I do this? How do I compete in the market? That's interesting about creativity, is basically it all, we are part of the creator. So, and he did create us as his creation. So again, we're talking about creation and creatives. What do you think about that,
Mr. Yeah, Brown? I think that's probably something that's very important to point out. God that we serve and worship is the creator. He created us to be creative.
Cool.
And it's one of the lost things in the body of Christ, because we don't really push that as an issue. Yeah, we'll have worship team, and maybe somebody will write a song, but that's the extent we want of creativity on Sunday morning. We want everything polished and shiny and really nice. So we've kind of given way to that mentality and not promoted creativity in the body of Christ, where somebody can draw a picture or take a picture or have a word or a poem or some kind of creative thing that actually is then disseminated through the body of Christ. If they write a book or they get published in some way, or they do something successful in the world, they'll get recognition, and the church might see that. But the church itself doesn't promote that idea. So we're seeing that's a revival that's taking place in the church today. People are realizing, no, I can be creative. And one thing I like to point out is, it used to be that when you had a worship team, at least when I started, when worship teams in the 70s.
Ooh, that was a long time ago.
That you had one psalter and a few songs. Maranatha singers would come out with an album once in a while, and you'd just jump all over those new worship songs. Now every church has people that can write songs. Because the Holy Spirit is taking this down to a grassroots level and saying, this is more broad-based. This isn't just about somebody being successful and selling some albums. This is a move that I want to do in my body and cause creativity to grow from within. And the thing that, this is a vision the Lord pointed out to me, so I'll throw it out. You can take it for what it's worth. Is it's just like at Jericho when the children of Israel were advancing, and it was the praisers that were sent out there to be a part of that and lead, that creativity is the thing that God's saying in my last days is going to be something I'm going to bring out. I'm going to cause my people to be the innovators and the creators. It's not going to be Bill Gates anymore. It's going to be my people. It's not going to be Spielberg anymore. It's going to be my people. And not that there's anything wrong with those guys. They're great, and they're innovators and wonderful. But God's going to do that within his people, and it will be him sponsoring it through his people. So that's one thing we want to focus on.
It's an interesting point, too, when you talk about – earlier we were talking some time ago about who was the head of worship and praise, actually, that got cast out of heaven. He himself is Satan. And it's interesting as far as that goes, that now God is calling and rising up the worshipers, if you would, in every form of worship, whatever it is, to actually take a stance and stand their ground and actually start marching forward in multitudes. I really believe that he's calling. That's why Worship Factory, and by the way, you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly. And so I think that, it's kind of interesting that he gets cast out and God says, you know what, I'm going to rise you up as worshipers and, pick up your sword and let's go, and let's go.
Yeah, worship and praise has always been an important part of that whole picture of what God's doing from heaven on down. And it's not just about Sunday morning singing songs. That's what we're hearing. It's more about lifestyle. You hear that a lot. Worship is a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But it's now growing past that to say, well, worship and glorifying God is bigger than that. I can do that at my job, working on the computer or drawing something. I can actually be glorifying God through that. Mm-hmm. So that's what's powerful, I think, is it's really coming out to a larger, broad-based level.
We'll get into a lot of that next week as far as when we have Mark Bryan with Artistway and Artistway.com, Artistway at Work. It's interesting because Mark will get into a lot of that creatives as well as far as what he faces within as a life coach and everything else. We can talk about sort of what that means to as a creative business person. Because he faces it all the time while he's coaching for Lucent or any big major corporation and the CMAs, whoever he may be coaching with. And I think it's really important that we know that the creatives are every one of us. We're all created as by the creators we've mentioned.
Right.
And it's kind of interesting that now people get so stifled by, if I'm not a vocalist, I'm not creative, or I'm not a painter, I'm not creative, I'm not a creative. And then you think, am I creative enough? What do you think about that?
Well, you guys are totally going to make fun of me. But when you guys were first, you know, bringing these ideas together and trying to figure out what to call this, I was like, not Worship Factory, because people think of songs.
Yeah. Not Glory Factory again. Here we go with Glory Factory. That was Monique's name, Glory Factory.
What I think the word worship often has a misconception that worship is singing songs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's not. It's, you know, I'm thinking back of to the church that I grew up in. There was a high school group, and they would dance to these worship songs or pop songs or whatever, and I could not watch them without crying, because it was their whole body expressing worship, and it wasn't them singing, but it was worship. And I went to an amazing college who, you know, their worship service, somebody was painting, and there's so many forms and ways to express worship that I think you guys are nailing it on the head. It's not just songs and whatnot, but it's how God uses our lives to bring him glory.
It's so amazing you say that, because, I mean, it's pastors worship in the way that they worship. Prayer warriors worship in the way that they worship. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. And you get into the other side of the world as far as businesses. But you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly, one of the most incredible musicians of our time, I believe. I know that she hates when I beat on her drum, but I love doing it.
Because it's true.
Because it is the truth.
Too much.
Well, we started a little bit earlier. We were talking about ethics, and I just think it's something we need to tag on, because it's big in our business. There's
ethics.
No doubt about it. Yeah. Mm. That you have chances to compromise. And the classic one is the actor who has the opportunity to be in a big feature film, but it's got a nude scene or a love scene. It's got some way that's going to compromise. And the difficulty with that is not just what that person thinks, but what everybody else thinks. And the Christian community is not even universal in that code. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's got their own little beliefs. What's right? What's wrong? What's good? What's bad? Oh, I saw that artist, but that movie, you know, they were naked in that movie, so they can't be a Christian.
You know, two things that stick out to me, you know, God calls us not to be a stumbling block. And I think that's a good litmus test on how to take a job, is am I going to be a stumbling block? The other thing, which even trumps that, I think, is just listening to God, just listening for his direction, because God will put you where he wants. And I have seen time and time again where when I have said no, or I have said I can't, he has been faithful to meet my needs. Right when I think, oh, I need the money for this job, but that's not cool. I have said no to several jobs and just walking in faith going, you know what? I think I totally ruined a relationship with that person. And there have been relationships where I have not worked with that person again. But God has been faithful every time to bring me what I needed.
Right.
You know what's so amazing to me is that so often when we make those choices or whatever, thank God Jesus Christ came. I mean, because of the fact that we're all sinners just saved by grace.
Right.
We're all going to make a mistake, and we make a mistake every 5 minutes. I mean, I know I do. Believe it or not, Rod, I really do.
No, it's about every six for me.
And Rod never makes a mistake. I mean, he's the only one that I don't think makes a mistake. You could ask his wife, Ann. She would probably agree with you. But I think it's kind of interesting because of the fact we are so quick to judge. And one thing that I say this all the time. Worship Factory and I, Rod and I started Worship Factory some time ago. It's been a year now, almost a year now. And it was so interesting to me because the biggest thing that we see also is L-O-V-E that we miss in the Christian faith. We want to judge. We want to persecute. We want to cast out. We want to, you know, claim this or claim that against them. But we forgot. We'll walk right behind or right by somebody and say nothing, or we'll say, how are you, and never want an answer for it. And it's so interesting. We forget that. Stop for a moment and say, I love you. We forgot the L-O-V. And I think about Corinthians all the time. And when he says that we're called upon that to love one another. And it's just so amazing to me that we forget that. And artists are one that definitely, you know, we're the most crazy people that there are. I mean, if you're an artist, you're nuts. Stanislavski says, you know, filmmaking is avoiding 30,000 mistakes. And that's really what it is. I mean, every day when you're an artist, you face so much. I mean, you face so much and you're never good enough, as we've talked about. So anyway, one thing that always stuck out, and you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA FM and 99.5. Rod and I really felt like that this is where God's called us to do. And you can go to worshipfactory.net. You can see our stories. You can see our bios. You can see sort of where God's directed us and directed our path. This, by the way, is God's ministry. It's not Rod and mine, Monique's. And we are sitting in studio with Monique Donnelly, one of the most amazing musicians in the world.
Goodness, I can't handle that. We were talking about this, you know, a day or two ago, but that verse that says, "They will know we are Christians by our love," that just keeps coming up. And I have to tell you, these two guys in studio here with me, Rod and then Kempton, I have felt nothing but love from these two men. And I just, it's that pure godly love where you get that support. And that's where you go, you know what? That's where it's at. Doesn't matter your walk. Doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made. I'm not perfect. I have made those choices where I'm like, ugh, I probably shouldn't have done that. But that love, that consistent love that is shown, that God shows us through people like this, is what changes lives. And we're just here to say that we love you. We are praying for you, the creative, to be that salt and light. And just know that God loves you wherever you're at. If you've made bad choices, we get up
it's
again.
Okay.
Yeah. We get up again and we go, okay, God, use me this new day. Yeah.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And tune in again. worshipfactory.net. Catch us on there. Go join up. Sign up. Monique, if you would be so kind to lead us out with something out of this break, that would be awesome.
A little acapella something?
A little acapella would be beautiful.
Ooh. Speaking of worship. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely. Altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. No, I'll never know how much it cost to save my sin upon that cross. So here I am to worship.
That's Monique Donnelly, KKLA 99.5 Worship Factory. We'll be right back.